Yeah, exactly. This is the problem at the minute, Donna Marie. But the ongoing problem over this last couple of days, this is set to continue at least from today, possibly tomorrow, and we don't know beyond that if it's going to continue on to the weekend or not here in West Donegal. Now, so when I say that, we're talking at the minute, important everybody knows, we're talking at the minute basically from the outskirts of Kilkenny back into Mahorty, Derry, Connor, Cuddihark and around those areas, possibly maybe it's made into the Bittermeen and Claddagh as well. This morning now, there's no water there. As we speak this morning, just before going on the air there with yourself in the last wee while, since last night, the water is down as well in Chrysler. There's a bus pipe in Chrysler. Joining the two together, what is happening at the minute, because there's no water in West Donegal, the watermen out in Chrysler, and fair play to them, they're doing their best. They are pumping the water now from Chrysler towards Fulcara to try and keep the nursing home and doctors and so on Fulcara going, so that maybe catching about maybe roughly half of the area possibly with water from the Chrysler side. But that's not sustainable going forward unless the proper infrastructure is put in place, Donna Marie. But back to the situation now this morning and even from last night there, there's farmers all through the place, dozens and dozens of farmers there this morning, have no water in the shades, no water outside possibly for the sheep or the cows, and this is a serious problem. Like, not everybody's lucky enough to have rivers or a stream nearby where they can possibly either adapt or let animals into that place that fail to get water from, or maybe even go there with a tanker possibly and fill up some water out of the river and take it back to the shades and that. I'm appealing to the farmers there this morning that are listening. Look, we need to unite here, get on the phone here, start ringing the Irish Water and just ask demand for water tankers here in West Donegal. That's what's needed. Because, well, as the farmers, the people need it themselves here too. Like, I'm getting word here this morning, Donna Marie, unfortunately. People have no water on site as a consequence. The people away to appointments there this morning, hospital appointments, so on, speaking to somebody there a while ago, they're away to appointment there in the hospital. Like, no water. No facilities this morning to get freshened up or anything else. Like, this is a disaster in this day, 2025. Like, and like I've said before, Donna Marie, to yourself many times, and I've said to others, I'll say it this morning again, until the Irish Water come and meet with us such councillors in West Donegal and the Glenfees area, myself and my five colleagues, nothing is going to get resolved. They can send back all the nice emails they want to me and everything else dressed up. We're looking into it, we're sorting it, and don't hesitate to contact us. We want a face-to-face meeting with you. We know what's going wrong here. We believe that the managers at the top, they don't want to know what's going wrong. This morning, there's no word from any of them this morning here, like, when they need to be. They should be here on the ground themselves, seeing what's going on. The workmen have got to work there at the pumping station. They're trying to do their best. But you have three problems. You have three major problems here, down here at the minute, in the Fulcara, got to work onwards area. The pumping house station itself that pumps out the water, Donna Marie, is giving problems. That's been giving problems all the time, but Irish Water Management refused to acknowledge that. Secondly, then, due to the dry weather, water levels are getting low regardless all through the county. That's not helping matters either. And thirdly, then, and got a Hartford Carry area as well, their bus pipes, as we speak at the minute, that they know from yesterday, they have to be fixed as well. In the next 24, 48 hours, assuming, hoping, praying that the pump holds out and it gets going, once that starts pumping the water around and the air is again in pressure, Donna Marie, that's going to start busting pipes again like a pincushion. So, alternatively, people are still going to be heading towards the weekend, possibly before they have a proper water supply, if water at all. And I'm calling again this morning, publicly calling again this morning, Henry, the Irish Water officials need to get out and get down here to West Donegal and meet with ourselves, councillors, and see what's going on, see what can they do. Because they understand as well, between the Fanny and Fulcara there, there's a pump urgently needed as well to help the flow into Fulcara. Because on the Dunfanny side here, there's a reservoir here, Port Reservoir here in Dunfanny. That's not been utilised as such. That could be used to help take the pressure off of Cairn and go to Hork pumping station, providing they would put a pump on here in the Dunfanny area as such, between halfway between Dunfanny and Fulcara at the suitable location. If that would be done, Donna Marie, that would be somewhat of a help to us. And it would possibly take the pressure off as well, the bus and everything else that's ongoing. But again, Irish Water don't want to do these things. They won't come and listen to us. Okay. So until they decide to come and listen to us, the people in West Donegal and the animals and the sheep and the cattle and the horse and everything else and the dogs is going to have a terrible time, because there's going to be no water, Donna Marie, and I don't think it's acceptable. I think it's just it's a disaster, just to be quite honest with you, what's happening here. It's a crying shame. And I believe it's this morning at the minute, at 9 o'clock this morning here, Donnamary, we are in an SOS situation for Water and Western Donegal. And I'm appealing for Irish Water to just cop on and send water tankers our way where they're needed and to the relevant places. And stop going up with excuses that you need to be something like 12 hours without water before they can send a water tanker. That's rubbish. That's no good at all. When you don't have water, you don't have water. It doesn't matter whether it's 12 hours or 1 hour. What are they going to do? Who's going to foot the bill if animals here in Western Donegal start dying on due to no water? Like, what's going to happen when people start getting sick? We have newborn babies, we have elderly, we have home health, we have all kinds of dependents that need water immediately for hygiene purposes and everything else. They need it now. Like, you can't be saying to them, we can't get it to you for a number of hours or a number of days. And by the way, as well, it's all very well going to your local supermarket and buying your bottles of water. That's a waste of time. That's going to surely get you past a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. But beyond that, for washing or anything else, okay, you have to wash your hands, obviously. But once it goes beyond that for hygiene purposes, you're getting into trouble then, Donna Marie. And that's why I'm calling. We need water tankers here in Western Donegal. And I'll be phoning again this morning here once it's open here at 9 o'clock and asking the same question again to get them here. And I'll be also calling on our TDs, our Ruckus members, senators, to get involved here this morning as well to help us here in Western Donegal, because it's just a total disaster at the minute, Donna Marie, to be fair.